Chelsea Vine is a single mother in the village of Bemis Point on Chautauqua Lake. Her son, Rylan, is 1.5, and her journey to find stable childcare for him has been anything but easy.
Within, like, just over 15 months, I would say, 15, 16 months, I probably went through about 5 or 6 people that watched him on a permanent basis.
And she's had other help, too.
So I had probably about 4 family members also, my grandmother, my aunt, my sister, and my mother.
A new survey from the Raising New York Coalition shows that Vine is not alone, especially not in rural upstate and western New York. Nearly 3/4 of childcare providers here are at maximum capacity for infants up to 1.5 or 2 years old. And the situation's not much better in upstate cities and suburban areas.
If you have an infant right now, it's almost impossible to find a slot anywhere in Niagara County.
Angela Burns is the child care supervisor for Niagara County's Child Care Resource and Referral Agency, or CCRNR, which every county has to help parents find care and to support and train providers. Those agencies are seeing all kinds of child care providers close.
Our numbers used to be close to 300 for registered and licensed care, and now, you know, we're down to not that many from when I started here.
It's about 130 now, less than half of when Burns joined the agency 17 years ago. Rose Rue is director of Little Wonders, a child care center that opened in Niagara Falls in 2013.
Since we have opened up our center, I think there have been 3 that have closed in the area, essentially eliminating all early child care services in Niagara Falls.
Rue, Burns, and 8 other child care experts and providers WBFO spoke to say centers and in-home providers are closing because of rising costs and ever-growing state and federal regulations. Rue says she's particularly hurting from late payments from the County Department of Social Services, which helps pay part of the child care costs for working families that earn up to 120% of the federal poverty level. In 2020, the poverty level is $17,240 for a family of 2, a single parent and child, for example, and $26,200 for a family of 4. Late government payments mean Little Wonders can't accept too many families who rely on those subsidies.
I have to really watch my numbers not to go too far over 1/3, because when you're expecting, like right now, I'm expecting $45,000 from them. Imagine what it's like to run a daycare center when we are backlogged for $45,000.
Niagara County DSS says it processes payments as quickly as possible and continues to, quote, explore avenues for improvement. It's also important to note that childcare isn't an industry where providers can just charge more to cover for, say, minimum wage increases. New York State determines market rates. That's the maximum amount counties will pay providers like Rue for subsidy families. And at the same time, providers know that even private pay families are struggling to afford care. Beth Starks, assistant professor and coordinator of early childhood education at Jamestown Community College, explains how all of this is playing out in Chautauqua County, where families can earn a little more than in Niagara County and still qualify for assistance.
Even with 200% of poverty level, so I did the math when we were looking at it, if it is a 2-parent income family, both of them making minimum wage, if one of them gets a $1 an hour raise, then they're no longer eligible.
Starks runs a nonprofit child care center in Mayville and is a member of Governor Andrew Cuomo's Child Care Availability Task Force. She's in Albany today, along with other advocates, to ask the governor to add significant new investments in child care to his 2020 executive budget proposal.
We can't continue to say child care is important, children are important, and then not put the dollars behind it.
The funding ask is high. $100 million total to pay higher wages for child care workers, improve the quality of care, and expand affordable access for families.
It's an economic investment.
Bill Vogt is Head Start Director at Chautauqua Opportunities, which also houses the county's CCRNR.
For every dollar that is invested in early education, it's almost a $5 return on that investment, because you're helping the current family stay employed or get employment, you're helping to employ the child care provider, and you're paying it forward with the child in getting their education started.
That's an argument Vogt, Starks, and others, including businesses in Chautauqua County, are hoping will be heard not just in Albany, but also by the Western New York Regional Economic Development Council. The county submitted a grant application last fall for a public-private partnership that would expand subsidies for middle-class families, in part by offering child care assistance as an employment benefit. There's no word yet on when they might hear back. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.